David, what's the workshop about today?
The purpose of the workshop was to look at the opportunity of developing a high-speed, high-volume data utility. I think the last time we talked about the five sectors that were going to be involved in Avenir as far as clean technology development. And if you remember, that was distributed energy, water recovery and reuse, local food production, energy infrastructure for the private vehicle, and building systems and building management systems. Those are all great areas to be involved with in the clean technology sector, but every one of those areas needs to have a data utility, a data network that will feed the information that comes from that technology so you can use it in an efficient way. So then we realized, well, if that's the case, we better put in looking at developing this data utility. And what should it look like? How do you develop this data utility? What are the regulatory requirements? So we have brought together a number of experts in the Alberta scene, plus Cisco. And Cisco are our partner in the development of the data utility. And so we're working very closely with them. And they're leading a workshop on what all those opportunities are. And then what we do is we have the people that are at the workshop providing input back to see which is realistic and how we can make a business out of it.
One of the companies that you've brought in is Cisco. Tell me what their involvement is.
Well, Cisco's going to be our partner. And Cisco will be two aspects for Cisco. One is that it will be a designer of the infrastructure and help us in the aspect of identifying what the budget requirements are going to be for that infrastructure and how it would operate. They're also going to be somebody more involved than just selling us equipment, but also being an investor with us in new technology. And we're very excited about having Cisco as part of our venture team in the sense of developing technology for the capital region. It's always been our hope that when we develop this technology that it eventually locates itself here in the capital region and it creates an economic environment that would be positive for all of us. Obviously, it gives us a great opportunity as investors to think about this, that you have a major company like Cisco investing with you. That validates a lot as to the potential success of a technology. So we're quite excited about their involvement with us.
What has been the gist of the conversation so far?
Yeah, there's actually 2 days in this seminar or this workshop. The first day deals with all the opportunities, and the second day, being tomorrow, will deal with all the business propositions that go with those opportunities. So in other words, is this realistic to suggest that health clinics don't have doctors at the health clinic anymore, but instead you have a virtual platform that you would walk in and see a doctor via a virtual platform? Is it make sense that we develop a water distribution system in a community that's based on what we call variable speed pump design, where we use data to control those variable speed pumps? That's a bit complicated, but the reality is that tomorrow we look at all the business opportunities and all of the business valuation side of it.
How is this going to change communities? Are we going to see much difference?
Absolutely. I mean, this is where communities are going to be going in the future. Now, think of this. If we can start to provide a high-speed, high-volume data capability, all of a sudden we can start doing a lot with video and using a lot of what we call the telepresence approach to having people connect to their job. So, in theory, this could easily work out to having a community of people working and living in St. Albert, but working in reality in Fort McMurray. And it's all done on a connected via a virtual platform basis or telepresence basis. It changes the whole dynamics. If you think of the amount of money that's going into Northern Alberta right now for infrastructure development, this allows communities such as St. Albert to utilize their existing infrastructure and have people actually working from their home or what we call smart centers located within the St. Albert community itself.
How much is something like this going to cost? Is it astronomical, or are we talking about comparative to what we're already spending in our communities?
Yeah, good question. The difference that we have with putting this system in to what we call a greenfield community, i.e. from the start, is that the costs are no different than any other shock cable or TELUS cable system that got put in the ground. If we were trying to put this technology into an existing community, the cost would be very, very high. So the benefit we have in a greenfield community and putting this technology in is that our costs are not going to be any different than anybody else, but our volume of data and our speed of data will be significantly higher.
Are there other communities in, say, North America or around the world who have started to do this sort of thing?
Yeah, there are many, but one of them right here in the province of Alberta, Olds, Alberta, is actually has the first open source broadband technology, certainly in the province, one of the first in Canada. I think there's maybe three, Toronto Waterfront, Olds, and then possibly ourselves. So it's not old technology by any means, it's brand new, but Olds has been a leader in it.
For people who are really clued in to the new technologies, to the digital age, this probably is welcome news, but what about the rest of the people who are still struggling to even work out their VCRs if they still have them in their homes? Is there an information gap here or an awareness gap?
Oh, it certainly is an awareness gap. I think the awareness gap comes from a number of different directions. First of all, when we're talking about putting this type of system in place, you have to deal with all of the standard policies and bylaws and regulations that are out there. And so you get people that aren't quite sure whether this fits within those bylaw requirements and regulations. That's why we're so pleased about Olds, because they've actually have broken through a lot of those barriers. But with regards to the actual end user of the technology, I think you'll find that they will see what their neighbor's doing. They'll see what their community's doing. And anybody who has some trepidation with regards to using the technology will realize that it isn't that hard to use, and then they're going to marvel at it. It'll become, even for those people, just an absolute marvel for them, what they can accomplish.
Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.